item.
He says he saves a ton of money.
I think this shirt would be, if it fit, would be about 10 bucks compared to about 60 or 70 bucks.
Profits generated by the 120-year-old organization help sailors and Marines in financial need. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Are you already thinking about Thanksgiving? Butterball released its annual Look at What Families Are Doing This Year. Hosts are expected an average of 9 guests. 28% expect inflation to change their plans, down from 53% in 2024. Turkey remains the favorite part of the meal. 41% said stuffing, while mashed and sweet potatoes tied at 26%. Cooper Lark.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, pretty much a carbon copy across the area. Right now, it's 64.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. 'cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
That you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Shine for me anymore, and this diamond ring doesn't mean what it 8 years. You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go, girl. We got a lot. Got a lot of love between us. Hang on, hang on, hang on
to what we got.
Yeah. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever more near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc.
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Must
Till I leave it the two of us, strangers in many ways. Let's take a lifetime to say I knew you well, for only time would tell us so.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with President Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel to discuss Hamas and the remaining 48 hostages.
Our preference, our number one choice, is that this ends through a negotiated summit where Hamas says we're going to demilitarize, we're no longer going to pose a threat, we're going to disband, we're going to release every single hostage.
The U.S. has once again conducted a deadly strike in international waters. President Trump claimed it was on a Venezuelan vessel illegally transporting drugs. CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
In the video posted by the president, a motorboat is floating in the water before being struck. The president called it a drug boat and the three men aboard narco-terrorists. CBS's Nancy Cordes asked the president about the strike.
Do you plan to provide proof that these were narco-terrorists who were on their way to the U.S.?
All you have to do is look at the cargo that was, like, it spattered all over the ocean.
Discord told CBS News that the Charlie Kirk shooting suspect allegedly confessed to a friend group on their platform that he was the shooter. The suspect will make his first court appearance on Tuesday. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The judge will likely ask the suspect
if he understands the charges, and we might